More fixes for that oil spill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. BP says it made some progress over the weekend containing the spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The company says it's managed to attach a long tube which is siphoning some of the oil to a ship. It's another fix that company officials hope will last, and if not, executives at BP say they'll keep trying.
We always have backup plans, and so we're already in the process of constructing a backup tool to make sure that if anything goes wrong, we're well prepared.
That's BP Senior Executive Vice President Kent Wells. It's too late to prevent the spill from spreading millions of gallons of crude around the region, including, according to one report, into a current that could push it along the eastern seaboard of the United States. Now, the Washington Post reports today it may be too late to prevent something else, lawsuits. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
So far, the spill has generated at least 88 lawsuits. There are cases like the one from a widow of an oil worker who went missing in the first blast. There's one on behalf of Louisiana fishermen, an environmental group, and a couple of big hotels. And there are plenty of places to sue. Besides BP itself, there's the offshore driller. There's the company that made the blowout preventer. Even the federal government could end up being liable. The plaintiff's attorneys have been circling since the accident happened. Some of these are firms that specialize in going after oil companies. Other ones are more general plaintiff's attorneys, but there's some big names, like Aaron Brockovich. BP's liability is limited to $75 million, unless it's found guilty of gross negligence. But over the weekend, the government said BP should be ready to pay claimants without a cap. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
By the way, in case you're interested, oil prices are at three-month lows, around 70 bucks a barrel today. That's down more than 18% so far in May. High U.S. oil inventory and the weak euro contributing to the drop. Markets overseas are split on how European debt will play out. Markets in Europe are higher by about 1% right now, but Asian shares tanked today on investor concern over the debt crisis in Europe, and the euro is at a four-year low. They're worried about that as well. Wall Street last week, despite a Friday sell-off, stocks had a bit of a comeback. The NASDAQ rose more than 3.5%. The S&P and Dow added more than 2% last week. A tiny clinical trial has sparked hope in terminal cancer patients. Researchers found that a generic drug called DCA could slow brain tumors. Now, more trials are needed to prove the drug is safe for cancer patients, but the money for those studies, well, it might have to come from you and me. Reporter Janet Babin has more.
Pharmaceutical companies routinely spend more than $1 billion to bring a new drug to market. Drug patents help them recoup their investment, giving them a temporary monopoly. But DCA is a cheap generic that's been around for more than 30 years. The patent's long gone. Companies have no economic incentive to study its potential to fight cancer. So Dr. Evangelos Mihalakis, a professor at the University of Alberta, set up a website to fund his research through public donations.
We had people that sent a $10 check, and we had people that sent $3,000 check from Siberia, New Zealand, Africa, South America, the States.
The study cost about $1 million. Mihalaki says donations paid for 90% of it. He's asking the public to fund a second, larger clinical trial. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
By the way, you can find a link to Dr. Mihalaki's website at our website, marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatments, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business. By Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to present, demonstrate, and train online. More at GoToMeeting.com/market. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Those investing in treasury bonds are hoping for long-term returns, but that investment's not a sure thing, and you could lose money on the deal. Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan told me to bring $1,000 to the table, so he can explain how the bond market could really hurt my investment. He's with us right now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So, all right, my $1,000 is in. In simple terms, why should I be concerned about keeping money in the bond market?
In five words, interest rates could go up.
That's pretty simple, all right? So let's do the math. If I have 30-year bonds that are expected to generate interest, how on earth can that be a bad deal?
Well, let's say that you have a 30-year Treasury bond, and the interest rate on that is now 4.5%, which in fact it is.
Okay.
You're making $45 a year. A year from now, for whatever reason, let's say interest rates on that bond are 5.5%.
Mm-hmm.
You're making $55 a year of interest on your money,
okay.
Right?
Right.
You can figure that out. No one is going to pay you the face value of your bond because it's paying $10 a year less interest than you could otherwise get. So, in fact, it would sell for roughly 85 cents on the dollar. If you decided, well, you know, I'm Chiatakis, I'm in here for the long run,
mm-hmm.
you would get $10 a year less for 29 years than you could get if you had a higher income bond and you take your loss that way. You know, it's like the old thing, pay me one way or pay me the other way.
And assume, Alan, if interest rates drop, if they go down, I mean, does that mean there's an opportunity for me to make more money?
Oh, absolutely. If interest rates are 3.5% in a year, which they won't be, but if they are, your bond would be worth 118 cents on the dollar because you'd be making $10 a year more for 29 years than other bonds would make. But I would not bet on that.
So then, Alan, what have we learned today about investing in bonds?
That investing in bonds can actually be exciting when you don't want it to be, because changing interest rates can either kill you or help you, depending on which way the world moves.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is with us this morning. Alan, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, Heinz Ketchup says it's lowering its sodium by 15% to make it healthier. And because of that, it'll change the recipe, something it hasn't done in 4 decades. Some people are mad. One elderly woman told the New York Post, "I'm 80 years old and I haven't died yet. I think it's infringing on our rights." This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.